Mark Scarr on KW Morning Conversation. Liz Thompson and Steve Lovick are here on behalf of the Four City Education Foundation. Liz, Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Mark. Thanks
good
for having
morning,
us.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much.
We are quickly coming up upon the holiday season, and we're going to start with Steve. We're going to talk about Giving Tuesday.
Right. Giving Tuesday is November 29th. That's a Tuesday. And it was originally started almost 10 years ago for a way to give or for people to give to their charity of choice or nonprofit of choice, something that they believe in that makes a difference in the world. And the Four City Education Foundation is an excellent opportunity for people to give towards something that's making a difference in the world. So that's what we're looking at this year with Giving Tuesday.
Steve, what's your goal?
We have a specific goal this year, Mark, of $8,000, and that will cover two main areas of cost for us. One is that we are a big provider of help to students at the high school for the John Baylor programs. There's an ACT prep where students can take that test and they learn how to take the ACT and how to be more successful with it. And that can help with a higher score to receive scholarships at the colleges that they're looking at. And then there's also the Career and College Academy or College and Career Academy. And that helps students learn about what their options are after high school to explore post-secondary education opportunities and to find out about how to apply for financial aid, what kind of majors or what kind of career they can look at. So one of our goals of this $8,000 is to support those programs because it provides a lot of resources to students, and we have some staff time at the school involved with that. So it's very important. And then the other thing that this provides would be scholarships for our sophomore students, and we usually have three or four that go every year to the Hobie Leadership Conference down at Drake University. And we've had students attend this in the past, and they say it's an outstanding opportunity to learn how to be a leader, how to make a difference in your school and in your community. So those are the things that we want to try to fund with our $8,000 goal on Giving Tuesday.
Talking to Steve Lovick and Liz Thompson from the Four City Education Foundation about Giving Tuesday. So Liz, with all that being said, now people are kind of in on this. They think, I want to help out. How can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is typically held as like an online fundraiser. So if you are wanting to donate online, you can go to our website at fceducationfoundation.org and go under our events page. Giving Tuesday will have a link to an online donation form. Or otherwise, you can drop off a donation at our office. We are in the Cooper Building there next to the courthouse. Or they can send it in the mail a couple of weeks ahead of time. Or they can definitely call my office at 585-0005. To make a pledge and mail it in after the fact. As a bonus, if anyone out there is maybe listening to this at work, maybe consider asking your employer if they would be willing to match your donation as well to kind of help us raise a few extra dollars for this fundraiser as well, and it would be kind of a fun thing for your organization to get in on as a company. We do have an incredible group of donors who are willing to match the first $2,100 that we're raising. So a big thank you to Dennis and Rosie Busta, County Line Seeds, Dave Osborne at State Farm Insurance, Kathy Caldwell and American Family Insurance, Miller Pharmacy, Bob and Natalie Alsop, and Don and Kristen Heidemann.
Wonderful, and that match is a wonderful thing because it helps kind of pack a better punch. More effective punch. So
yeah,
when if people help out with Giving Tuesday and the Four City Education Foundation. Liz, Steve, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thank you. We want to add that we appreciate KOW so much as a partner as we work towards achieving and raising scholarship monies for our Four City students as they graduate and go on to whatever type of education opportunities after high school. KOW is a great partner, so thank you very much.
Our pleasure. For Steve Lovick and Liz Thompson, I'm Mark Scarr on KW Morning Conversation.